welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, All Souls.
A reading from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we will all be changed in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall change. For that which is corruptible must become incorruptible, and that which is mortal must clothe itself with immortality. And when this which is incorruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word which is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The word of the Lord. Within a three-year period from 1989 to 1991, I lost my entire family. First my mother, then my brother, and then my dad. My brother was also a Dominican in the Chicago province. It was a painful but also grace-filled time. I began to struggle honestly with the meaning and impact of resurrection. Since then, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, I believe, not only intellectually, but in my gut and in my heart, that we are all raised and cleansed by the infinitely loving, merciful Trinitarian God. All we know now is space and time. Whatever eternity is, it is neither space nor time. When we die, we lose all time and space, so there is nothing in between. Our cleansing is finished by God. I get All Souls Day because we in time need to prayerfully remember those we love who have died. It is our way in time and space to ask God to bridge the unbridgeable gap. So Paul in 1 Corinthians magnificently describes the movement to eternal life in inspired words. When the corruptible puts on incorruptibility, when the mortal puts on immortality, then, and he quotes a hymn based on the prophet Hosea, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Our temporal struggle with death is twofold. We grieve the loss of losing those we love, and deep within us, each death reminds us of our own mortality. These are the stings of human death. But I hear Paul, as he listens to the Spirit, saying, don't sweat it. It all turns out fantastic when we die, because God alone can and does fix it. In the meantime, you and I have to try and help fix what is broken in space and time, not to gain merit, but to cooperate in the plan of resurrection. Jesus modeled it and did it, so we could too.
Oh.